WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of strength, wisdom, and courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you find yourself getting triggered by things that seem totally irrational? Well, my friends, that's where emotional intelligence comes in to save the day. It's not just about being sensitive, it's about understanding and managing your own emotions and recognizing those of others. And trust me, in today's world, where everything is so fast-paced and demanding, emotional intelligence is more crucial than ever. Think of it like this. You can have all the knowledge and skills in the world, but if you can't navigate the emotional landscape effectively, you're gonna hit some serious roadblocks. You know that feeling when you're in a meeting and someone says something totally off-putting, and your gut just wants to lash out? That's where emotional intelligence kicks in. It helps you stay calm, collected, and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole emotional intelligence thing? Number 1. Self-awareness. This is about knowing your own emotions, triggers, and how they influence your actions. Think about it like checking the oil in your car. You wouldn't drive around without knowing if your engine was running smoothly, right? Same goes for your emotional well-being. Take some time to reflect on your feelings. What sets you off? What makes you feel calm and centered? The more you understand yourself, the better equipped you are to handle anything life throws your way. Next up, we have empathy. This is about understanding and sharing the feelings of others. It's not about agreeing with them. It's about putting yourself in their shoes and seeing things from their perspective. You know, that time when your friend was going through a tough breakup? And instead of just saying, "Get over it," you listened to their heartache, offered support, and made them feel heard. That's empathy in action. Now, let's talk about self-regulation. This is all about managing your emotions effectively. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but rather channeling them constructively. Ever notice how some people can stay cool under pressure while others totally freak out? Well, that's self-regulation in play. Practice techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or even just taking a break when you feel overwhelmed. Number 4, social skills. These are the tools you use to interact with others effectively. Think active listening, clear communication, and building healthy relationships. It's about being able to navigate social situations gracefully, build strong connections, and work collaboratively towards common goals. Remember that time when you gave a killer presentation at work? Or maybe you had a meaningful conversation with a stranger that really brightened your day? Those are examples of strong social skills in action. Last but not least, motivation. This is about having the drive to achieve your goals and make a positive impact on the world. Emotional intelligence fuels your passion, helps you stay focused, and keeps you going even when things get tough. Think about those times when you felt truly inspired, motivated, and ready to conquer anything. That's the power of emotional intelligence at work. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event, feeling a bit overwhelmed by all the unfamiliar faces. You could easily fall into the trap of anxiety and withdraw, right? But with emotional intelligence, you recognize those feelings, take a deep breath, and approach the situation with curiosity and genuine interest in connecting with others. You actively listen to their stories, share your own experiences authentically, and build meaningful connections that go beyond superficial small talk. See, it's not just about being nice or polite. It's about understanding yourself, connecting with others on a deeper level, and navigating the world with grace and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways: self-awareness, empathy, self-regulation, social skills, and motivation. They're your secret weapons to unlocking your full potential and living a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and rock it. Share this episode with anyone who needs a dose of emotional intelligence wisdom. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.